So, Asar Bateves, Tuesday the 7th of January, Rabbi Eli Benvenista, appreciating Ashrei.
Thank the organizers of the Start Your Way to Torah Way. It's Hashem should give them koyach to count the avodas hakodesh and zikui harabim. Okay, fine. The reason, the choice of the title Ashrei, appreciating Ashrei, is really is lav dafka Ashrei. It extends to all of davening, all of avodas Hashem, and the concept is. To understand the word that we're talking about, to explain a bit, to contemplate a bit in the word that we're saying, and the fact that a person studies the word, he gets a new insight into something that he's used to saying all the time, that gives a person it connects more to what he's saying. It doesn't become rote. The person connects to what he's saying. This you saw it both with Desfila and Rav Chatzkul, but they both say this. And they talk about the words of Chatzkel. He talks about specifically about tefillah. He says that you're not going to gain anything in tefillah just by shockling a lot. That's the quoting the word. Yeah, as he says, "Ein tefillah niknis b'tenuas v'havoyas." And a chayv liuchayish le'atzmoi tam b'tefillah. A person has to get himself a taste, a geshmak in davening. We're talking specifically davening in Ashrei. V'alzet tefillu yuna nochoina. And then he says, "Kadei lahasik tam b'tfila chayuv reishis lahavin pirush hamilus." A person has to understand that he's basically the words that he's saying. If he doesn't understand the words that he's saying, how's a person ever going to connect to anything? Right? And Rav Desta said the same idea. He says it the same idea. Even in Chiddushei Torah, when a person learns, has Chiddushei Torah more than the learning, obviously the learning, the Chiddushim, they give the person more of a geshmak. He actually goes on in the Michtav, he writes over there, and he says, we all see that in davening ourselves. We know, let's say, Nusach Sfad, say Tachavim twice a day. Yeah, let's say with the Yugim Umidus. We say with the Yugim Umidus and with Vidui. And Ashkenaz only, only a few times during the year. He says, comes the Yom Kippur, so when people say Tachavim in the davening, in Yom Kippur, after the Shmon Esther, right, we start saying a Vidui. At the end of davening, so he said, so a person doesn't normally say it, so he already, you know, gets into it. He's saying vidui, he's connected, it says mitshuva, Yom Kippur. Well, he said, if someone's used to saying all the time, he might not wake up yet. But he gets to al-chet, that's something new. Just the fact it's something new, we don't say al-chet every day, just goes once a year. So because it's new, the fact it's a new thing, that a person, it gets him involved, it piques his interest. Okay. That's just a hakdoma to understand. To say this love, after this, is something which you can use for everything. It's an idea for everything. So let's start. We'll start off. I wanted to, in the time we've got available, I just wanted to two main points about Ashrei. One is the makor of the chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to say Ashrei from the Gemara and the Poskim. And two, to understand the overall importance of Ashrei. And a few mitzvahim, you know, chidushim, insights on the way. Now the Ashkocha has it that the makor for saying Ashrei is today's daf. It's in Brochas daf Daled Amud Beis. Today's daf. And the Gemara says as follows: Omar Rav Avina. I'm going to have to learn this Gemara because this is where everything comes from. Omar Rav Avina. Kol oim etilah leDavid b'chol yom sholish pa'omim. Whoever says Tehillah leDavid three times a day, muvtach lo yishu ben oylem abo. He's guaranteed to be an oylem ben oylem abo. And the Chofetz Chaim in another place says in Torah Bias, it's safer when it says ben oylem abo. It's like ben bias. It doesn't say chelik oylem abo. He's a ben oylem abo. He's going to get a real ben bias, a real proper portion oylem abo. Ask the Gemara my timer. What's the reason? Ilem mishum is ba'aluf beis. Neim ashri to be midaret. Also the time yapin. If the Milo of Ashrei is, it has Aleph base in it, so then we say in Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes, we have the Aleph base times 8, it has, say, 8 Pesukim for Aleph, 8 Pesukim for base. Ela Mishum Di Yisbe Paseches Yodecho, it has Paseches Yodecho, talking about Hashem provides Parnosa, so that's the Milo, that's the big thing about Ashrei. Says the Gemara, "Name Halagodl." Dechsev beinoyis nechem lechol boso. So then say Halagodl. We say in the Pesukah Dezimri, "Hoidel Hashem," 26 times. At the end there it says, "Noyis nechem lechol boso." Hashem provides food for every living thing. So what's the big thing about Ashrei? Answer the Gemara, "El mishum the is beitaute." It has both aspects. It says Rashi, the Osi ba'alef beis has the alef beis v'yesh bo shevach hanochas hamozim lekol chai, and it also talks about the praise Hashem provides for the whole of creation. Now, first thing we have to understand in this Gemara is what's the big deal about, you know, the fact that it's alef beis and it talks about this praise. You know, there are many things. The whole of Tehillim is full of praise about Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we're saying over here, this is the great thing over here. It's the alef beis. And because Hashem provides for us, that's the big shevach. So we have to understand why, what's so important. So the Maharshal in Chiddush HaGadol, he addresses both these questions, and he says, first of all, the Aleph Beis, when we say the Aleph Beis, it represents, in a general sense, the Torah. The Torah HaKadosha, the Torah was given with the Chaf Beis Oisius of the Aleph Beis, and hence, when you have something which goes through the whole Aleph Beis, it's conveying over here the concept of the Torah HaKadosha, it's giving over the Torah. That's the Indian of the Aleph Beis. And the Indian of praising Hashem for giving Parnosa, even though Hashem does everything for us, he said there's something specific, special about the Parnosa. And his words are, "Lefisha Parnosa shall call Beria, who dover ha'hoi v'tomid b'chol yoim, mechesed eloiki." He says the Parnosa, what Hashem provides to the whole world, is, as we say in Birkas Kriyishma, Mechalish Betuva B'choy Yom Tomid. It's something which Hashem is constantly ongoing every second, the whole time. Hashem is keeping the Bria going. He's keeping, he's providing. That's a tremendous Shevach for Hashem. And in the end, the Maharsha explains, and what's the connection between these two Inyonim together? Like, they're two concepts. There's the representing the Torah, the Chafis Oisias, and there's this praise of Hashem. So he says, you know why? Because it's both talking about sustenance. He says the Torah is the mozen hanefesh. The Torah represents the spiritual food. So we have together in the same capital, we have talk about Torah, which is the chafetz chayim of Ashrei, and we have baser chesedecha. One is mozen leguf, one is food for the body, and one is mozen hanefesh, is food for the neshama. Okay, so far so good. Now, the big question is though, very nice, but why is that making muftach ben lo'elam abo? Why does that mean that now he's a muftach shu ben oilam abo? There's a Gemara later on in Brochas where there's another similar Gemara when it says, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol asoymich geulah tefillah, havi ben oilam abo." Doesn't say muftach, havi ben oilam abo. Person soymich geulah tefillah. What's geulah tefillah? You say God is sore, and you say immediately Hashem saw asifsa tiftach, which we do by rote. We don't even know anyone thinks about it. It's just automatic. You know, the matter that your legs just go back three, forward three, and that's it. Have you been oil my bot? So Rabbein Yonah, Tamid Rabbein Yonah over there, they ask the question, and they say, as Rishon Rebbevitz outside used to say, there's no free tickets to oil my bot. You don't get things free. He says, "Bechimi pnei shesoyim gulu letzvila yesh lo ischa kol kach she ben oil my bot," because he does such a seemingly simple thing, he moved the ben oil my bot. So the same question over here, because he says Ashrei, which with the thing that Myers and Gemara says, he's muftach shu ben oilam abo. Unfortunately, yeah, well, what is Ashrei? You know, most of us, because it's aleph beis, easy to remember. We say, come out of the car, running to mincha, we do it, yeah, well, how does it take a minute? And that because of that mumbling off, with muftach shu ben oilam abo. So there's obviously, there's something more to it, right? There's something more going on over here. So here I'd like to discuss two mahalchim that the Mefarshim say to try and help us understand what's the, you know, why we move to Shemuel Mabo. So the first is the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua on the Gemara over there on the Daftar al Mebeis. He first says, he tells us why does it have to be three times, and he adds a Tanai. He adds a condition. He says, Nirusha Kavona Bezeh Shalidei Shiyem Zan Mizbo Gimel Po'omim Bekavonas Halev. A person has to put his mind to it. That's aleph beis. You have to be thinking about what you're saying. And this is actually halacha in Mishnah Berurah, Siman Aleph, Sif Kotten Yud Gimel. On the Machaba talks about saying the Parshas Akedah. He brings down the Magen Avraham that says you're supposed to say it, you know, putting your mind to it. And he brings down Hu Adin, Al Gemara, when it says you're supposed to say Ashrei, it says it has to be with Kavonas Halev. You have to be thinking about what you're saying. It's halacha. Number one. It says, why three times? Because three times we know represents a chazoka. That makes something strong. Yeah, three times a chazoka, like in property, person on the property for 3 years straight, it becomes his. It shows something which is strong. And he says, what we're trying to understand, when we said the Maharal Shor says that the Chaf Beis Oishis represent the Torah, so when we're saying Ashrei, before we even come the whole concept, we have to realize now, we're now saying we are thinking about the Torah. We're thinking about the Torah which Ashrei represents. And he says, you must chazek emunah mitis beliboy, shekol ha'olam kulo lo nivro ele letzavis ezeh lemisha oisik batoira. Shenitnu la'ayadi chaf beis oisius. He says the first thing he's supposed to have in mind is to be thinking three times a day that what's the whole purpose of the what's the whole purpose of Briah? We know Bereshis, Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil Torah, that was the world was created for us to be able to sit and learn Torah and do mitzvahs. That's the whole purpose of the world. So he says the first thing he's supposed to have in mind is, which is what we're saying over here, is we think what's the purpose? What are we doing here? What's the thing? We're here to learn Torah and to keep mitzvahs. That's number one. And that's the modern nefesh, like the Maharal Shor says. Then he says, we move on to, we said in the post, all of creation in the eyes lift up to you and you give them their food in their time, says the Pnei Yeshua, that's referring to the whole of the Bria. And in the next post, we say, referring to, how he explains it, to us. And the person's supposed to put two and two together and say, 1 minute, I know now that Bishvil Torah, Bishvil Reishis, the whole world was created for us. For me, for the human being, for the Yid, in order to be able to do his avodas Hashem, and any kolelecha, the whole bria looks to you, and they're fine. They don't make panos problems. Then they haven't found any monkeys complaining or birds complaining. The squirrels, everyone's got what they want for Hashem. So he says he puts his mind. So he said, so why do I have to go crazy over my panosa when Hashem provides for the whole world? Now, obviously, we're not saying now a person doesn't work. His words are. When a person thinks about it, the point is there will be a switch in his mindset to know what's the ikkar and what's the tofel. And again, it doesn't mean we're not talking quantity, it's qualitatively. It's nothing to do with how much a person will be working for hours and hours and hours. But his mind is for the daf yomi shir, for the chavrusa that he's got. I even know, two people, two acquaintances of mine, both working guys. One guy has a 9-to-5 job, he's a professional, I can't remember if he's an accountant or a solicitor now. And he has a 2-hour chavrus, he has a chavrus for 2 hours every evening. And another one, he learns half day, whether he has a seder somewhere, he learns half day, and then he goes off to work. And a while ago I met both of them, wherever it was now, I can't remember his name, Stroll, whatever. And after talking, the one who was learning, I was doing a whole morning seder, the conversation was all going around, the properties and the this and the tax, and he's doing this and he lost this and he's doing that. That's just how the conversation went. When I spoke to the other guy who's actually working long, he's working a regular day, I had the feeling I was talking like to a Kailo younger man. It was unbelievable. I couldn't even believe that. I asked him, but you're working, right? He's learning 2 hours a day with a Charusa, but Ian, he's going through Masechtas, Yevomos, Nida, like a Kailo younger man. So the point of it is, we're supposed to take in to make it in our mindset, to realize what's the ikkah, you know, what are we doing it for? And that's why he moved to Akshu ben Oilam Abba. That's why he says, the Pnei Yeshua says, you moved to Akshu ben Oilam Abba, because if a person does this, and again, 3 times a day, it's a daily Musa Seder of a minute. How long does it take? A Musa Seder for a minute, for a person to get his focus straight in life, and if a person does that, then it's going to affect him slowly, slowly, and he's going to go through life, and he's going to go through in the right way. So obviously, we move to Akshu ben Oilam Abba. That's a normal thing. That's how the Pnei Yeshua says it. The Radak over there in Tehillim, in Kuf Mem Hei, Perek Kuf Mem Hei, which is Tilla David, he says he addresses this question, and he gives a slightly different pshat. First of all, he says, and I read the Loshon, it's a Rishon, he starts off right by saying, Hamispoinen means he contemplates. The person has to look into it. You have to, well, he said, to learn it. You have to think about what he's saying. Yire boi nifloas ha-boire u-mishpotov al-beruov. He's going to see nifloas ha-boire, the wonders of Hashem, whether it's the Teva, or the Pesukim talk about, or the Nisim, and mishpotov al-beruov, the Dinei Shemayim, the mishpotim Hashem does on his own. He says, when we say, it talks about Hashem will bring, he's going to bring vengeance against the Rishoyim. Or Reizuz no Yisecho Yemeru, Reizuz no Yisecho, Mephoshim say, is talking about the strength of Hashem's awesome things that he does, things like Kriyas Yamsus, and etc. And then he says all the Yiduchamim, all the Chachomim will speak over the godliness of the Bria, because that's in Ashrei, Lefichoch, that's why they said, Kol Emetim LeDovid, three times a day, moved up in Olam Habo, because of this reason. Because if a person thinks about these two concepts, the Nisim, and Hashem runs the world, and there's the Dinei Shemayim, that's going to make him a move to Shubin Olam Habo. And again he adds, V'lo Omru, Alo Omru B'Piv Bilvad, Ela B'Piv U'Beliboy U'Beshoinoy. Again, and it doesn't mean lip service, it has to be B'Liboy, has to be in his mind, in his heart, he has to be thinking about what he's saying. So, these two things over here is telling us, when we contemplate the Nisim, we contemplate the Teva, we contemplate the Kol Rishoyim Yashmid, Hashem will bring out raw punishment onto Rishoyim, that's what the Gemara means, we move to Achshu Ben Olam Habo, but that itself needs understanding. What's the, in what way specifically does it mean we move to Achshu Ben Olam Habo? So, over here, if we take, there's a very famous Rambam, with a not so famous Rabbeinu Yoina. We can just understand, try and understand exactly what he's saying of him. First, the Rambam is a famous Rambam in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, and he talks about the famous question: how does a person come to Avos Hashem v'Yiras Hashem? And he says, right, when if a person is mispoinin in the Bria, and he sees a ma'is of a beruah and nifloim a gedolim, and he sees a tremendous chokhmah in the bria, like Rav Avigdor Milner used to go on and on about an orange, right, for half an hour. The chokhmah, the godless, and the chesed in the bria. If the person really thinks about this as a Rambam, he's full of love. He wants to get to know this chokhmah, but he's drawn to the chokhmah, to the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tremendous love, just by looking into the bria. On the other hand, he says, when a person starts looking into it and thinking into it and seeing how deep and how great and how awesome the world is, immediately, in the Lashon of the Rambam, Yadu Nir Telachayra V'Yifchad V'Yeda Shuberik Tonu Shfeila Afeila Medes B'Daz Kala M'Utta Lifnei Tomim Deyaz. Immediately, as it were, jumps back as in fear and then realizes, who am I? I'm a nothing. This huge Bria, the Borei Shleilam, and how do I fit into this whole world? Immediately, also, automatically has Yiras Shemayim, like Yiras Aromimus, not because fear, you know, of fear of punishment, just in awe of the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rabbi, that's the famous Rambam. Now, the Rabbi Yoina is in Shari Tshuva, in Shah Shlishi, Ois Zayin, and he says the following: Yodei Teida ki Yiras Hashem Yisoid HaMitzvus. Yiras Shemayim is Yisoid of Mitzvus. Person has Yiras Shemayim, that is the foundation, the underpinning of all the Mitzvus. And he quotes a Pasuk, what does Hashem ask for you? Kim yiro, fear, to have fear. We said the ikar, the yiras aromus, to realize, to be constantly aware of the godless, the aromus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the chayre to what in Ava, because Ava Hashem is mentioned in that list in the pasuk over there. But there you say, Ruav, Roitza Hashem is Yireov. We say in the pasuk in Yichovod, Hashem wants, he wants the Yireov, that's what Hashem wants. I mentioned before, Shlomo Brevza that self. So in one of his Sforim, Yimei Rotzen, in the beginning, he quoted something that he heard from the Chazon Ish. He used to often, I think it was at least once a week, when he was a boch, he used to go to the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish once told him, and he said to him, if a person is not mischazik, he doesn't strengthen himself with Yiras Shemayim on a daily basis, and the Chazon Ish was talking to Brevza, he was obviously referring to himself as well. If a person doesn't do it, he said, Chas v'Shalom, his words were, he would, as it were, drown in a spiritual quagmire. The words he used were, it will be b'yam shel botz ruchani, into mamash like mud, a spiritual mud, we'd be lost. If we didn't constantly, something, we have to, you know, think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'd be lost. And he added, and he even said, this is the reason, it's the Chazon Ish says, the reason why sometimes you'll see in very big, heavy sugyas in Shas, all of a sudden there's a piece of a gadata, which seems like break the flow, in the middle of this big, difficult sugi in Yevamos, or wherever it is, and then all of a sudden there's a whole piece of a gadata. Says the Chazon Ish's pshat was, he said because Chazal gishu shetzrich mischazik b'Yiras Shemayim. Chazal felt we have to mischazik in Yiras Shemayim. So we see from here that how do you get Yerushalayim and Avos Hashem by mitzvoinim, by contemplating the Bria and the Godless and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rabbi, that's the Rambam. And the Rabbeinu Yonah says that that's the yesod of the mitzvahs. That's the foundation of a person's mitzvah observance when he's got, it's founded, it's grounded in Yerushalayim. And therefore, you can understand what the Radak is saying when he says, why does the Gemara say, because if you think about Ashrei, and you realize it talks about the Dini Shemayim, it talks about the Nifloa Sabayra, then the person will come Ben Oilem Abba, because he's going to get Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim is the yesod of everything. He's going to be going on the right track towards Oilem Abba. Okay. That's the first section to understand is the Gemara and what we're talking about over here. Now, the second thing in the time remaining I wanted to address is really, it's another very huge question, is we don't start by saying Tehillah L'David. The Gemara says, Kol HaOmer Tehillah L'David, which is Kapitel Kuf Mem Hei, Muvdah V'Yishu Ben Olam Haba. So where do these psukim, Asher Yishu V'Yisecho and Asher Ha'om come in from? They're from completely different prokim. The first one is from Pei Dalet, Pasuk Hei, and the other one is from the previous perek in Kuf Mem Dalet. Where does it come from? Why are we saying it, right? Why don't we just go straight to Tehillah L'David? That's what the Gemara says. That's a pretty major question of it. So, the Rosh actually asks this question, addresses this question over there. The Rosh, over there. And he says the reason why we open with Ashrei Reisecho is because in another Gemara, Lamed Beis in Brachos, this is where we learn the concept that a person is supposed to, and it's a halacha, that a person is supposed to come a bit early for davening. And Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's a few minutes, to think before he's davening about what he's about to do. He's about to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to think about what he's about to embark on. Which is the Mishnah over there, that says, the Chassidim are Rishonim, Shehayu Shoyin Shor Achas, Lifnei HaTfilah, Kedei Lechavan Libam Lavim Shebashamayim. The original, the Chassidim, would come an hour before davening in order to be able to concentrate, to think about what they're davening. So he says, seeing as we learn from here, you're supposed to be saying, we learn the concept of coming early for davening, so we say this posuk. Fine. What about the second posuk? That's the first posuk. Fine, this is the source, very nice. What about the second posuk? So this we come to a beautiful piece of Shibshim Rufor Hirsch. Rufor Hirsch, first, he makes a diuk in the Gemara. He says, if we're learning from here this concept of coming to, you know, davening early, Ashrei Yoshev Yisecho, he says, Kadaka B'Kodesh, the grammar, the dikduk should be, Ashrei Yoshev Yisecho, which referring to those who actively, a verb, come and sit, they come early, and sit in the Beis Hashem, in the Beis Medrash, in the Beis Knesset, and they concentrate, and they contemplate what they're about to do. Why does it say Ashrei Yoshev Yisecho? Says the Rav Hirsch, Yoshev Yisecha, as it were, is a title, it's a noun. Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha, praiseworthy are those who are begeder Yoshev Yisecha. That's their title. They are people who are sitting in the house of Hashem. I.e., it's not referring specifically to the actively coming, it's referring to the mindset. They are people who are Yoshev Yisecha. They don't have to be even in the Beis Medrash, but their mind is in the Beis. Their mind is in the Beis Medrash. Their mind is in the right way. So their mind is thinking about what they're doing in life. Their mind is thinking about Tveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. So Ashrei Yoshev Yisecho, praise be are those who are considered the Yoshev Yisecho, those who sit in the Beis Hashem. And he says, the next pasuk is telling you the schar, even in Oilem Hazeh, for those people. Ashrei Yom Shekachol, Ashrei Yom Shehashem Aleikov. Hashem Aleikov refers to the Ashros HaShchina, Shiat HaDishmaya, where he gets Ruach HaKodesh, tremendous haftochas for those people who are together, Ashrei Yoshev Yisecho. So that's how he puts the two pasukim together, and that's why we say, and the Torah, when the Torah says it, he just says, No Gulayim. The notion is, in the Siman Nun Aleph, No Gulayim Ekoidim Lachen Ashrei. He says it's a minug. That's what came out, and that's how the Rosh seems to explain it. The only question is that if that was the case, so why do you say it what seemingly to be in the middle of davening? If you think about it, if this is like a posuk, we learn from me, and the Rosh says, that this is where we learn from the concept of coming to davening early and contemplating, so have it In the beginning of Davening, we have the Akedim, we have Psukim before, we say after Brukhsa Torah, some say Yereshis Chochmah, we have Psukim, so Chazal should make it, the minute should have been, we say this Psukim, we come to Davening Brukhsa Shachar, and we say Asher Yesh Vikzecha, Oide Luchas Telo, because that's what he's talking about, that's what we're doing, we're coming early to Davening, right? So, this, in short, is really, there's another Gemara, it's all in Brochus. Brochus is Mali Yerush Shemayim, it's all about this. There's a Gemara that says, Dorosh Rav Simloi, Le'olom Yisad De'odom Shivchoi Shakosh Bochu Ve'achar Kach Yispalo. A person should always first say the praises of Hashem and then daven, I make his bakoshes. Now, that's true within the Shmon Esrei itself, but the Gemara learns out that this is referring to the how Chazal put the tefillah together, the Psuki Dezimah that we say before we get to the Shmon Esrei, because Krishna also included, essentially, there's Pesukim de Zimra, that is the Shevach we say before we come to Daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a Chiyah, we bring the Pasuk, that's why we make a Brocha, Baruch Shom and Yishtabach, because it's a Chiyah, that's what the Bach says in the Nunan over there. Now, so it comes out for me that essentially, the Medina de Gemara, the beginning of the Davening, is from Ashrei, from Pesukim de Zimra. Everything we say before, with the Korbanos, etc., the real at the beginning of davening, in the Shevach we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before. However, why is Tehillah and David, why is that praised first? Why is that come? Why is that conversion? Yichovod, which is before that, we have Hoidu, it's true, but from the Gemara, Ashrei seems to be the first one. Why is that first in the order of the Pesukim de Zimra? So here again, the Rosh, in the fifth parak, brings Rav Amram Gon, and he says the famous halacha, which the Ramah brings, if a person comes late to davening, and in the middle of Pesukim de Zimra, and he knows he can't say everything, and he wants to say Tefillah B'Tzibul. So what should he do? So what does it say? Say Baruch Shama, Ashrei, Yishtabach, and then he catch everyone up. Why? Says the Amram Gon, because Agav Oisay Mizmo Tiknu Loima Ad Siyam Tehillim. He says when Chazal did it, they were doing it specifically for Ashrei. Ashrei is the main thing. That is the main praise of our Kodesh Baruch Hu that we're saying over here. For this Din de Gomorrah, you should Mesadi Yeshevach for Hashem. That's the main thing. And Agav, by the way, then Chazal said, say to the end of Tehillim. But the main thing is Ashrei. That is the main point. Okay. In the 2 minutes remaining, if I go 1 minute over, it'd be even better. Even though I know it's very, very makbid, I want to try and get it in. There's a beautiful piece by Ritzvi Hirsch Ferber. I'm sure you might have heard of him. Tzvi Hirsch Ferber, in the Sefer Siach Tzvi, was a rabbi in Soho in the early 1900s. Actually, we actually know in Beit Shemesh, where I live, his granddaughter was in there, a lady in her 80s. Says she remembers, I think it's in the late 40s, seeing her grandfather pouring over the Kisvei Yad in the British Museum in town. For him, it was like Ma'ed Olam Habo. Yes, he was a rabbi, and then open, he was there sitting there, open the Kisvei Yad they have in the British Museum of the Rishonim. He had correspondence with the Gedolim, like Ruchon and Vassman, a huge Talmud Chacham. And he says the following thing, to understand what Ashrei is. This is mind-blowing, it's unbelievable. He quotes a Kabbalah sefer called Mitam HaMelech, and it says over there that the following secret was revealed in a dream to Gaon and Mekubah Ba'arei Barav Nachman Ketufa in a village called Kabul, next to Ir HaKodesh Tzfas, with the Chevra of Rav Givril and Rav Ibn Ezra. There was this tremendous group of Talmud Chachomim, and the following secret was revealed. What was the secret? He says that David and Melech included in Tehillah LeDavid the Toichen and Sirufei of the Sefer Tehillim. Now, we haven't got anyone been historic Kabbalah. He says that in Ashrei is included that conceptually and ruchnius wise, the whole of Tehillim is encapsulated in Ashrei. How many words are in Ashrei? Words? 150. How many kapitel tehillim are? 150. Kol teva nirmas ba kavona b'tziruf mizmo echod. Every word in Ashrei, from Tehillah LeDavid till the end, is being Ramaz is hinting to another whole kapitel tehillim. How many letters are in Ashrei? He says there are 638 in count, yeah? 638 letters. In that, he said, that is the gematria of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, without the koilel. And because he says we know that David the Melech is called the regular Revi of the Kisei HaKovod, therefore he says, we makdim the mizmor with Ashrei Yoshevei Seicho, Because there are 14 words in Asher Yishmei Secho to Hashem Rekach Shem Alekov, which is Keneged David HaMelech, 14. And he said even more, that we say over here, he asked another question. Why is Tehillim called Tehillim? Why do we call Tehillim Mizmoirim, Shirim, Tishpachos? It's a simple question. Why? And you know what? You know the only time it actually starts off a capital with the word Tehillah is Tehillah David. And no El, Lam Natseach, Mizmor, the only one is here. And he says, why? Because there is only essentially one Perek Tehillim, it's Tehillah David. And therefore, says Referba, finishes off. V'adov ha'pele, v'lachen ishfligu chazaom in brochus and the Zoya, when you say Tehillah David three times a day, it's muftach shu ben oylem abo. So you can see over here, first of all, in Oifin Kloli, the depth of the Torah, what that means, every word is a ramah to something else. But you also see over here, the Minhogim, even though he doesn't explain why specifically Ashrei, but you can really understand, 14, can they get dog with the regular V, there are deep things going on over here. So, Amit Hashem, I hope that it comes out with a slight more appreciation of Ashrei, and give everyone a cheshik to go into a bit more.